Major League Texan football is on the air. The Sun Radio Sports Network is your Friday night home for Wimberley Texan football. Don't miss a minute of the action this season. Follow the Texans every Friday night right here on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app. All part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson will call all the action. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the pregame show. Now, here's the voice of Texan football, Mike Blackwell.
Hi again, friends, and welcome to Wimberley, where tonight the Texans will be playing their game of the year. No question about that. Navarro comes to Texans Stadium, and the winner tonight will absolutely be in the driver's seat for the district championship. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along again on the Sun Radio Sports Network, KOWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and the Sun Radio app. We're all over the place. You can get us in China if you'd like. So shout out to all those folks over there in Beijing tonight. Before we jump head first into tonight's ballgame, though, let's give a high five to some folks who are a lot closer to us than Beijing. Our sponsors need a high five for bringing you tonight's ball game on what is a glorious and cool Friday night of football here in the heart of Central Texas. Temperatures about 58, 59 degrees, going to drop even lower than that as the night progresses. Going to be a ton of fun here in Wimberley. Our title sponsor for Wimberley football, of course, Seton Medical Center Hayes. We also need to say thanks to Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and in Wimberley, Springwater, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, Five Star ER, Chang's Hapkido Academy, Stevens and Malone, and State Farm agent Byron Eccles over in Wimberley. What a ball game we have on tap tonight. Texans are 2-0 in district play, as you know, while Navarro is 1-0 after having a bye week last week. Hondo is still in the district hunt as well at 1-0, and those guys will play Llano tonight, so we will keep an eye on that ball game for you throughout the evening and try to give you some updates on that ball game as well as the Astros and Dodgers. There's a little thing called the World Series going on tonight, too, so we need to keep our eye on that as well. Wimberley enters the game tonight at 7-1 overall, while the Panthers are 7-0 overall. Most folks will tell you that these are the two best teams in district. Wimberley, of course, thrashed Llano last week. Navarro will once again be bringing their dangerous split-tee offense onto the field tonight against Wimberley, that same Wimberley team that destroyed Llano 45-7. Last Friday night. Wimberley has not defeated the Panthers since a 21-20 win way back in 2012. So you know that the Texans would love to put an end to that streak. These seniors at Wimberley, they haven't beaten Navarro in their career, so they kind of want to get that off their shoulders. There's no question about that. This has a chance to be an absolute classic tonight in Wimberley, and we can't hardly wait to get started. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's Wimberley and Navarro in a battle tonight that will likely result in the district championship, and it's a game that players on both sides of the field will never forget. They never forget the Navarro-Wimberley rivalry matchup, that's for sure. It's Panthers and it's Texans. Stay with us, friends. We're back with more of our pregame show, and pay a visit to Jared Robinson after this brief timeout. You are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Zachary Peterson. Zach Peterson has joined us in the press box as well, per usual. Glad to have everybody here with us. Again, it's a nice, cool, gorgeous night here in Wimberley. Football weather, to say the very least. It's going to get a little chilly before the night ends. And Jared Robinson, nights like this is why we do this, isn't it? This is going to be a lot of fun.
This is the game to watch. I mean, I've talked to people in the area and in the community and friends, and everybody's talking about this one this week. So it's going to be a really poster game for the Wimberley Texans and kind of what they can do throughout the year. We've seen them play a schedule, obviously, an unfortunate loss to Bernie, but a pretty tough schedule overall. District, you know, it is what it is. You're assigned to play those. So this is the district game that matters. We've talked about it before the game, and Navarro and Wimberley is kind of developed into that rivalry that is always really, really exciting to watch. And again, when you get a night like this, high 50s, Wimberley, Texas, you got a football field in front of you with the lights on, and all of the fans that are going to be in the stands. Navarro is obviously going to be able to bring a big crowd as well. Energy should be packed down there, and it's ready to go.
Senior night also as well, Jared. We saw a lot of the seniors get introduced before the game. And so these guys are playing their final game for all intents and purposes. I guess theoretically they could play a playoff game here, but it's not likely. They haven't in a while. And so a lot of these guys are going to be playing their final game here at Texan Stadium. And that means a lot, doesn't it? You played high school football, right? I mean,
anytime two things happen. One, anytime you get a parents' night, your parents – at this age right now, as these young men are down here, and you're going to hear some big, big cheers here in a minute in the background, but the young men really haven't probably figured it out yet as of tonight that how much it really means to these parents. They've put through 12 years of schooling, probably a lot more, 15, you know, 14 years of taking these kids to practices and watching them win and watching them lose, for that matter, and everything else. And, you know, it means a lot. And as they look back at it, anytime you're a high school kid and your parents get to walk out on the field with you, it's a special day, whether you know it or not. They're amped up right now as you hear them come out. It's going to be a special day for a long time for these guys in a huge, huge game right now.
Texans have run out onto the field tonight as we await the coin toss and the national anthem. We await the arrival of the Navarro Panthers, coached by Les Goad, and we mentioned it a little bit in the intro, but these guys have a lot of motivation, having not, you know, you've been around sports, Jared, when you go through a period of time where there's one team that you just can't quite beat, boy, that sits in your craw until you can do it. And I know that Doug Warren and his team tonight feel like that they have the team tonight, right now, that can put an end to that streak.
Well, and it kind of lingers in the back of your mind always, too. You think, okay, you know, the bitterness sets in, obviously, of the loss last year. You and I talked about it before the game, and it was a fairly lopsided game. You and I both sat down and basically said that Navarro was better than us that night, whether they were the better team overall or not.
Right.
Last year they were better than us at that time. So you know that's sitting in the mind of Wimberley, but it's also lingering that, hey, these guys you haven't beaten a little bit. And so you got to get over that hurdle. Being at home will help out a ton as far as confidence level of what they do. And this Texan team, I got to tell you, just really screams confidence as far as the stats and things that you see. JoJo Weeks coming into tonight with 27 touchdowns, 2,393 yards passing, 62% completion percentage. Moss Carruthers, 719 yards, averaging almost 100 yards a game, 90 yards a game, 8.5 per average on each run. And then, of course, you got really the – and I say trio, but you got four or five receivers that you see for the Wimberley Texans that really can take a ball to the house at any play. Different team from the past of what they used to have. A lot of talented players have come through the program, but the way that these have developed the chemistry and everything that you've seen develop through this year, I'm excited to see this game against a tough opponent. Well, I expect a hard-nosed game.
Well, they're undefeated, that's for sure. And I'm glad you brought up those numbers with JoJo Weeks in that passing game. A couple of things of note. The four top receivers as it pertains to yards received, you know, reception yardage, are all on the Wimberley Texans. And JoJo Weeks, with that 2,300-plus yards passing, he has – 1,000 more yards than the next closest guy in the district. And tonight, what a great contrast, because you know how Navarro does. They get up there, they look like they put eight tight ends in the game. They rarely split somebody out wide. If they throw it a half a dozen times a game, it's a big deal. They love to run the ball. Wimberley is a lot more wide open in passing. So if you like running, you're going to love the game tonight. If you like passing, you're going to love the game tonight. That's for sure.
Well, and what you see with Joe, too, with these receivers, and you talked about it a minute ago, these four being at the top of the district and what they are. I mean, you got Cade Stover, 6 touchdowns. Gavin Martinez, 7 touchdowns. Hayden Krebs, 5 touchdowns. Wyatt Mann, 8 touchdowns. Kind of his red zone type target. You know, I started looking at the stats, and Wyatt's leading – in the touchdowns, because a lot of the times he's a big body kid, they're going to him down in the 20 yard line and things. So you're talking really out of 27 touchdowns, you're spreading them out over a lot of different people, and I think that's what makes JoJo so dynamic and so good with the way that he can perform. Is he can throw it to anybody and they can break a play. On the other side, Navarro's the exact opposite.
Speaking of JoJo Weeks, he's walking out now to midfield. Weeks, one of the captains, along with Hunter Moore. It looks like Ian Burnett is also a captain, and Matt Mitchell as well, as we await this coin toss. If you want to play comparative scores, Navarro beat Giddings 29-28 in the opener. Wimberley beat Giddings 45-28. So that you kind of look at that and go, oh, okay, Wimberley's better there. And then Wimberley, of course, beat Llano 45-7 last week. Navarro played Llano and only beat him 21-7, but you got to throw the asterisk in there a little bit, because Llano did not have their typical start, their usual starting quarterback last week when Wimberley played. And frankly, these guys aren't even paying attention to that those comparative scores. That's just for dorks like me to bring up, but
that's just for us radio guys.
Yeah, that's right.
And the caveat to the Giddings game, obviously, was that Navarro had a pretty big opportunity to lose that game. Giddings missed a field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah, hit
to
the crossbar,
win that game
or the
with
upright,
no time left.
The other.
And so a you know, really not squeak through, obviously, but sometimes could have had that loss as well.
Absolutely. Well, Navarro has won the toss. They have elected to receive. They'll get the football first. Let's take a break. We're back with the opening kickoff after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network. All right.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at RE/MAX.com/Wimberley.